Hello everyone, my name is Kate Decker and I am obsessed with exposing the truth of what happens when we ditch the autopilot, take our power back, and become the creators of our destiny. And I'm here to remind you that no matter who you are, where you come from, or what you've been through, you deserve to live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the Create Your Best Life Radio. Hi guys, before we dive into today's episode, I just wanted to say, honestly, this episode is going to blow your freaking mind. It's so good, it's so short, sweet, and potent, and I am sharing a secret surprise related to Black Friday with you at the end. However, I have an unfortunate disclaimer. I was so much on a roll, I so wanted to get this episode out, I forgot to check how is it recording and the quality of the recording. So unfortunately, the quality of the audio is, I would say, medium, but I didn't want to rob you of such an incredible episode just because the audio maybe isn't up to my standard. But yeah, so sorry about that, but I promise the episode is so freaking worth it. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. So if you're wondering why the heck is it that, you know, we're coming to the end of the year and somehow your dream life, your vision board did not manifest, did not come to fruition, you did not hit your goals, and you're like, what the heck is wrong? What the heck is wrong with me? Like, why is it that other people live their dream life, hit their goals, and somehow I am in a very much the same place or very similar place? Or maybe you're not feeling disappointed, you're not feeling upset, but you're like, I thought it would be just like a little bit better. I thought I would do a little bit more. Like, why? Like, what's the nuance? What's the difference? Then this podcast episode is going to help you process the disappointment and also figure out what the heck is actually, quote unquote, wrong. So the first thing that I want to say is that it's absolutely not your fault. And I know this may surprise you, right? Because we live in a society where people tell you that the reason why you're not hitting your goals is because you don't want it enough, because you didn't want it badly enough, because you are lazy, because you're complacent, and all of that bullshit. And sure, there is like a small percentage of people that I would say maybe fall into that category, but if you are here, you are not that person because you care. The people that fall into that category are the people who don't even give a foop, people who don't even bother to set the goals, who like do it just out of principle but don't actually mean it. You're not that person. You're the person who's like, I want to live the best freaking life. I want more of my life, more out of my life. I believe I'm meant for more. Like, I have all of these deep, deep, deep desires. Like, I don't know why, I don't know how, but I just can't shake it off. And you keep doing the things. Maybe you keep buying courses, maybe you keep buying coaching, maybe you keep like renewing that membership at the gym, whatever it may be. You are wanting to move beyond what is your current comfort level, but somehow it's not working. Somehow it's not working as well as fast in the way that you would love to, that it would be fun and that you had imagined. So it is not your fault. And the reason why it's not your fault is because in our society, the way that we are set up, we actually do it backwards and we do it wrong. Majority of us, we are taught to set our goals from the outside-in approach. So what does it mean? It means that you're doing probably the same thing that I've always done. Not always, but what I have done in the past. You go get that membership. You buy that expensive money course. You buy the new, you know, cute gym clothes set. You buy that water bottle. You buy yourself maybe even new perfume. Like, you get the things on the outside of you set up. And because you're starting most likely in January or on Monday or in the new month, you have that high energy. You are so motivated. You're on a high. You're ready. You're excited. And let me tell you, it's so easy to follow through on your goals, on your desires, on your commitments when you're excited, when you're on a high, when you're motivated, when you have enough willpower. However, That is not a sustainable energy to hit our goals. That is not a sustainable energy to bring about your dream life because it's so exhaustive, right? That's why starting over, it's so freaking exhaustive because like we know it's like, it like takes this extra effort. It takes this extra energy. That's why we dread it usually. Because we know it takes extra energy, it takes extra power, it takes extra brain power, it takes extra maybe even convincing yourself and extra motivation. And that energy is magically available. It's like there is like buckets and buckets of that energy. There's literally that energy in the air every single year at the beginning of the year, because that's when everyone gets on the high of like a fresh slate, clean slate, new year, new me, let's do this. And like the collective energy does so much. And if you don't believe it, well, then just imagine right now walking into a room that is full of people that are just really upset or really mad. Like you feel the vibe, you feel the collective energy. And it might make you feel upset or bad or weird, right? So like we feel collective energy. We feel energy of groups. And this is just happening on the new year. It's happening on such a bigger scale that it's just so magical. However, that magic does not last forever. How do I know? Because every January, I go to the gym as I normally do, and it's freaking full. It's packed. There's no equipment to use. And I lose my marbles, right? Because I'm like, I just want to finish my workout. So a workout that might normally take me like 45 minutes will take me hour and a half because I constantly have to wait for equipment, for people to be done, right? But mid-February, it's getting good again for me. Because now there's less and less people. It's good for me, not so good for the people who paid for the 3-year contract of gym membership that they cannot get out of. And also it's not good for them because like it makes me sad at the same time that so many people give up so fast. But the reason why that happens is because that's when the motivation, the magic, the willpower start dwindling. This is where our quote unquote real life sets in. So the reason why you didn't hit your goals or they are not happening is because you are setting yourself up like the rest of the world from the outside and approach, counting on motivation, willpower, high energy, high vibe, and also circumstances going right and according to your plan. Well, let me ask you this. Has your life ever gone completely according to the plan that you perfectly curated? No, I know no. It might have gone better. Some of the things might have gone completely different. Some of them might have gone completely worse than you expected. But the thing is that our life is unpredictable. As much as we want to plan, our lives are in a lot of ways unpredictable. And it's unpredictable that maybe one night you will not get that good sleep. It's maybe unpredictable that one day there's going to be an accident and you're going to be stuck in traffic for a longer time. It's unpredictable that like shit hits the fan, right? We cannot predict it. However, what we can predict is that not every single day is going to go according to plan. That not every single day you're going to be motivated. That not every single day you're going to wake up and jump out of the bed. I mean, my life feels so freaking dreamy, you guys. I do 90% of the time jump out of the bed so freaking excited for the day. Like, oh, I am obsessed with my life. The way that I created and crafted my life blows my freaking mind because I get to wake up at least before the baby comes. I'm recording this episode 36 weeks pregnant, so it's probably going to change in some ways. But up until this point, I can just wake up whenever I want to, right? And I go about my day however I want to. And I have my business and I get to do the tasks whenever I want to. And with a baby, it's going to be, you know, adjustment. It's going to be different, but it's still going to have that, like, I'm still going to have that luxury of being at home with my baby and doing the work whenever it fits and whenever I want to, and waking up on maybe the baby's schedule, but like, there's just so much freedom and fun and joy in that anyway. But even so, I don't wake up every single day super, super motivated. I don't have every single day willpower. Oh my gosh, throughout this pregnancy, there have been so many days when I would wake up and I'm like, I am so exhausted, because I wouldn't really get almost any sleep, right? And so counting on us hitting our goals and getting to our dream life with circumstances going only right is just not going to work. Now, what blew my mind this year in 2023 is that even though I had very little motivation for most of the year, I had days when I was like not motivated to do anything. Literally, I would just be in the bed eating burritos and watching like TV shows. I binge watched Gilmore Girls multiple times. I binge watched Friends. I binge watched New Girl. I binge watched every show that I like. I binge watched like a bunch of kids shows. Like, I had no motivation to do anything at all whatsoever. I also burned down my business. I took multiple months off. I think it was like 4-ish plus months that I took completely off. I had no willpower. Like, honestly, I had no willpower, especially, I mean, I would say it was influenced also partly by the pregnancy, because like I knew that this is not the time for me to like push myself to the edge physically. So like I had like no willpower. And yet somehow I look at my vision boards and I'm like, vision board, and it's like right in front of me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like the things that I really, really cared about, I manifested. The goals that I set, I hit. Like, oh my freaking God, how is it even possible? In a year that was set up completely different than I expected. You guys, in January of 2023, if you had told me that this is how my year was gonna unfold, I would be like, no, I had completely different plans. I had completely different ideas. Did I wanna get pregnant? Yes, I did. Did I expect to burn my business? No. Like, I could not have predicted this year. And I could not have predicted how quote unquote lazy this year would be, how little I would actually do. And yet I still hit my goals. It blows my mind. And so what I realized when I was looking back on this year is that there was something different that I did. There's something just slightly different that I did. And that is that I actually set myself up throughout the year from the opposite approach, from the inside out approach that does not require motivation, high vibes, or willpower, because I literally did not have that available most of the year. So if you're finding yourself in a similar spot, or maybe not just where you want to be with your life, with your goals, with the vision of how your life is unfolding, most likely this is why. Because you've been setting yourself up for success from the wrong side, from the outside in, how the rest of the world does it. However, this is why also the rest of the world, majority of the world, fail. So what am I really bringing this year into my teachings is the inside out approach. Now, without going into too many details about what is it, that inside out approach, I'm going to give you a couple of examples. I'm going to kind of like give you a little bit of a preview of what is it and why does it actually work? How does it work? So perfect example actually happened today. So I live in Florida and it's still warm, you guys. And it's driving me nuts though, because being in the third trimester, I'm like, I'm over it. I want it to be cold. I want it to be chilly. I want to put on a sweater. I know if you live in a place where it's cold, you're probably like, you're crazy, Kate, but that's where we're at. But today it was warm, humid, and pouring rain. And I wake up and I was looking for my husband because I was going to ask him for help with something, and he wasn't here. I was like, where did he go? His wallet was still here, so I knew he didn't go to work yet. His phone was in his office. And then I was like, oh my gosh, he is running. He went out for a run in the pouring rain. What kind of person goes on a run in a pouring rain? A crazy one, sure, but also a runner. Someone who is a runner. Whether it's hot or cold or raining or whatever, it's a no-brainer for a runner to go for a run because that's just what they do. The same way as he trained for his marathon, Chicago Marathon, through the hot Florida summer, it was a no-brainer that he would go or he wouldn't go for the run because he was following a training plan. But even now, when he is not following any specific training plan, he's not training for any sort of race, there is no goal, if you will, he went out for a run in pouring rain because he is a runner. So as you can see, the inside-out approach is really rooted into who do you believe that you are? Because for a runner, there's no question whether you're going for a run or you're not going for a run. It's just, it doesn't even enter your mind. You're just going. But for a person who doesn't think of themselves as a runner, but wants to maybe run, they might get and give in to the circumstances. Oh, maybe they didn't sleep so well. Maybe it's raining. Maybe it's too hot. Maybe it's too cold. Maybe it's whatever, because it's so much easier. And this is the thing. We operate based off of our identity because our identity is also connected to the beliefs that we have about ourselves, about the world, and how we see things, and also what do we believe that we can achieve and have and be. So when I say that majority of people set themselves for failure, it's because they set themselves up with an action plan and the things that they want to have in place, and they would buy the running shoes and maybe they would get the gym membership and they would even maybe buy the running plan. But as long as you're setting yourself up from the outside, rather than looking at the beliefs that are within you, it's always going to require motivation and willpower. Whereas if you shift from the inside out about what do you believe to be normal, the new normal, that actually doesn't require you to be thinking about it. It doesn't require your motivation. It doesn't require willpower because it's just, it is what it is. So now I want you to think about what is actually a no-brainer. You don't even have to think about it for you, and it's just normal. Whether that is actions or identities. Maybe it's very normal for you to buy Christmas presents in November because that's just the type of person that you see yourself be. Maybe it's normal for you to be working 16-hour days because that's just the person that you see yourself be. Maybe it's normal for you to cook dinner every single night because that's the person that you see yourself being. Everything that we do on a regular basis as a normal, something that we don't question, that we don't really think about, or that we don't have to think about, is part of our identity and how we see ourselves. Now we get to decide whether we like that or we don't like that, whether we want to change that or whether we don't want to change that. But my point here is that when we shift into the identity, when we shift from the inside out, what we're doing is that we are actually putting something that maybe before wasn't normal into normal. Therefore, it doesn't require motivation. It doesn't require willpower. Now, how do we do that? Is through shifting our mindset, our beliefs, and most importantly, our subconscious beliefs. I know that a lot of times we think that achieving goals is about setting the right plan and having the right motivation and having the willpower and sticking with it and giving it our all. However, as long as we have conflicting beliefs within us that are usually deeply subconsciously rooted, we are constantly going to be butt-heading against ourselves. And this is how the, oh my gosh, completely blacked out happens, right? Like you mysteriously forget about something that's so important to you, or you miss those reminders, or you're like easily convinced that it's fine if you don't do it, that it's not that big of a deal, right? Or you like This is why you slip with your habits. This is why also a lot of times there's that attitude of it's all or nothing. It's all stemming from your subconscious beliefs because they are just butt-heading against your desires. So that's one part of it. Another part of it is micro shifts. So what I see a lot of people preaching about success is that you have to take massive action. And as much as I do believe in massive action as like a really good starting point, taking massive action over and over and over again requires a lot of motivation and a lot of willpower. And a lot of times those changes and those shifts are not sustainable, right? The same way as like going on a very strict diet, it's only good for a certain amount of time, but it's actually not the lifestyle that you can live. And therefore, it's not sustainable. And any time that we try to make any big shifts and big changes based off of model or process that is not sustainable, it's literally not going to last. It's not going to work long term. Is this making sense? So what we need to do is actually apply micro shifts. So you might have heard me talk about micro shifts a lot, because that's the only thing that I was able to do this entire year. So when it comes to micro shifts, I know it doesn't sound so hot and so sexy and it doesn't seem like it's going to work really fast. But what I want you to think about is compound interest. So if you ever had a credit card and you had some credit card debt, you know that putting something on a credit card and just like leaving it there for a month or two usually isn't a big deal, right? Either you pay no interest or you pay very little interest. However, when you have that rolling balance for multiple months, or maybe you are at the point where your credit card is maxed out and you're just carrying that balance with you, the compound interest, the interest on the credit card is what's really killing you, because it's more than your minimum payments. It's usually so much that it actually demotivates you, right? And I have been in that situation when I would be just like really trying to fast pay off that interest because it was literally eating up so much money. So the same way as a interest works on a credit card, it can work in our favor, if you will, if we use it in a positive way as a compound effect with our micro shifts, with our micro changes. It doesn't look like that big of a deal at first, but because these changes and shifts are sustainable, whether you have a good day, bad day, whether you're motivated, non-motivated, whether you feel like you have some willpower or you don't, like it's literally so easy and it becomes so normal that as it compounds, when you look back on it in a few months, it actually skyrockets you and propels you forward so much. So these are just the two principles that I wanted to share with you today from my new framework, if you will, from the inside out approach. There are a couple more things, but this is just kind of to give you an idea of how different it can be to change your life and actually live your dream life without having to be running on like these huge dopamine hits, or, you know, spike up your cortisol levels and be constantly in a fight or flight, or be constantly in this battle of like, I need to be high vibe, I need to be motivated, I need to have all this willpower. As I already said, this year I had very little energy, I had very, very little willpower, I had very little motivation for anything. Yet I was able to hit my goals, and I literally cannot wait to bring this framework into 2024 and help you guys achieve all of your goals, all of your dreams, everything that you want at the speed that blows your freaking mind with so much ease that you're like, it doesn't even feel like I'm doing something, but it's like, it's working. That's the vibe that we're going for. So if you are done feeding that pit of your stomach of like disappointment year after year, and you are so over setting the same or very creepily similar goals over and over and over again, as if your life is just like one freaking long groundhog day. And if you're so sick of questioning, like, what is wrong with me that I can't get my shit together? Like, what is wrong with me? What's going on? What's wrong? And you are so done about, like, dreaming about, oh, like, oh, yeah, one day I'll go to Bali. One day I'll buy the Tesla. One day I'll make the six figures. And you're like, I don't want to wait for one day. I want this to happen now. I want this to happen this year. Then my New Year's program, Dream Year, is literally designed for you. Now, some of you might have been part of the last year's version of Dream Year, and let me tell you, that one was good. But this year's version is like on steroids, because I'm including this new inside out approach that does not require motivation, willpower, being on high, or your life going perfectly according to your plan. Okay? So, your Dream Year is my New Year's kickoff program that will help you set yourself up for the most mind-blowing year you have ever had. If you want to hit your goals in 2024 without even knowing that it happened, until you look back and you're like, holy crap, it happened. And you want to hit them faster than the stores change their decorations from like Christmas to Valentine's Day. And you want 2024 to feel sweeter than the cookie frosting that you're secretly licking from the spoon when the kids are not looking. And you want to spend the next, you know, end of the year, next year, just being like holy jolly, blissfully drowning in cookies and eggnog. Because you've already hit all of your goals and you're like, done, you're set up, you're good, then Dream Year is for you. It's going to be 5 days of setting yourself up for success, but you are going to have, on top of the program that you can keep forever, you're going to get 10 days of personalized support with me in Telegram. So we're going to have a group chat where I am going to be present for 10 days coaching you, helping you set yourself up, showing you your blind spots, ensuring that actually this year you hit those goals. And this is insane. I mean, you guys, if you've known me, you know that I've always cared about you guys getting the results that you want. But this year, I'm like, we're going to over-deliver. And this is why we have the Telegram. And as if that's not enough, for Black Friday, you can join for 50% off. So you can literally join for half off and be set up for the beginning of the year and essentially for the whole 2024. So if this sounds like a heck yes for you, or you have the nudge to join, there is a link in the description below, or you can send me a message on Instagram at XOKDecker and ask me any of your questions if you have any, and get the link there as well. I am so freaking excited, you guys, to kick off 2024 with you, and I'm so excited to blow your freaking mind how to do all of this without needing to be motivated and high power and high vibe and having all of the willpower. So you are in for a treat. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved it, please let me know by leaving a short review here on the podcast app, and take a screenshot of the episode and tag me on your Instagram stories at XOKDecker so that I can keep your favorite topics coming. And until next time, let's create your best life.